Hey everybody, Laura the Health Coach here. Today I'd like to talk with you about my coaching philosophy. I like to refer to it as the three pillars of wellness. Wellness, health, fitness are all words that we use together, sometimes interchangeably, sometimes not. When you think of fitness, what's usually the first thing that comes to mind, or for a lot of people. When they think of fitness, they think of physical fitness. They think of exercise, and that's part of it. The next thing you might think of might be nutrition, or you know that physical fitness and nutrition kind of go hand in hand. You know, it's like the physical fitness and exercise is one part of the equation, and it's very important, of course, and what you put into your body is also important as well. But there's a third piece that often gets neglected. So in these three pillars of wellness, there is the physical fitness component, there's the nutrition and diet component, but the third component is our mental fitness, our mental wellness, really, is another way to put it. And that often gets overlooked because we just don't think of it as being part of this sort of synchronicity that is required for total wellness in human beings. Now, it is true that if you work on your physical fitness and you're conscious of your diet and try to eat healthy, it definitely supports your mental health. It supports your mental wellness. But we do have to focus our energy on mental wellness in addition to just hoping that it comes about organically as a byproduct of the exercise and the diet. So one of the things that I recommend for anybody who's on a wellness journey is to spend some time each day planning how you're going to take care of your mental fitness. You know, we schedule our workouts each day that we work out. We mindfully plan what we're going to eat, hopefully, but we don't often set time aside for that psychological piece, managing stress, managing your thoughts, making sure that you're more likely to follow through on the physical and diet pieces when your mind is in the right place. If your head ain't right, the rest ain't gonna be right. That's just a fact. So one thing that I recommend is a great place to start is to just set aside 5 minutes a day. That's it, 5 minutes. I know a lot of us are busy, especially during this pandemic. A lot of people have to work from home and make sure that their kids are doing their schooling from home, and it's not a vacation by any means, and it's hard to find that alone time. But if you can possibly do it for 5 minutes a day, I promise you, you'll see results. One of my mentors recommended an exercise. It's really not a meditation exercise, but it could be, where you simply sit and do 6 focused breaths in a row. That's it. That's the whole thing. If you've never meditated before, if you're new to meditation, or if you've been doing meditation for a while, if you've been doing meditation for a while, you don't need to listen to me. You can do this on your own, probably teach me a few things. But for somebody who maybe doesn't get to do a lot of meditation, this is a really great place to start, because it can be kind of overwhelming when you think about sitting for 20 minutes or a half hour and doing a really focused meditation. So let's start with these 6 breaths. Let's get right to it. So find a comfortable seat. It could be in a chair, it could be on the floor. I recommend not lying down, because that doesn't always work. Lying down, we associate lying down with sleeping and resting, and this is different. This is an awake exercise, but you can be sitting still. So you're sitting tall with your feet on the floor so that you can keep a nice tall spine. This will help with your breathing. And just pull in your low belly just a little bit. That'll help to lengthen your low spine. And lift your chin up away from your chest. You can rest your hands on your lap. You can maybe rest your hands on your knees. What I like to do sometimes is just kind of rest my forearms on my lap and place the back of one hand in the palm of the other. That's actually what we call a mudra in yoga. You don't have to do that, but that's what I like to do. Kind of gets my head in the game. And you can close your eyes or just keep a soft gaze if closing your eyes isn't comfortable. And then take a deep inhale through your nose. Really fill your lungs up. But when you breathe in, try really hard not to tighten up your shoulders. When you breathe in, don't make it work. Just make it mindful. Breathe all the way in like an elevator going to the ground floor. And then when you have taken in as much air as you can, pause for just a moment without holding tight. And then exhale out your mouth. Think of that as the elevator going all the way up. And then do it again. This time, breathe in through your nose like you did before. But now when you breathe out through your nose. Now we're going to call that the first breath. The first breath was like a preliminary breath. So this is breath one. And then do it again for breath two. Deep inhale. Elevator going down to the bottom of your lungs, and then exhale through your nose. Elevator coming all the way up. And then this is breath three, do it again. See if you can breathe in a little bit deeper on this one. And don't forget that little pause. And then when you breathe out a little bit longer, all the way out. Now do the next three on your own. And at the bottom of that last exhale, just let yourself be still for a few moments. You can continue to breathe, but without too much concentration. And then when you feel ready, just gently blink your eyes open. Now this mentor who taught me this breathing exercise said that it really only takes 6 breaths to create a shift. So how do you feel? Do you feel a shift? Do you feel any different? Well, I hope you do. And even if you don't, continue to give this exercise a try. Maybe if you have the time, maybe try a little journaling practice along with it, writing your thoughts down right before you do the exercise and then writing your thoughts down again after you've done it. See if there's any difference. If you're willing to commit to going forward with this experiment, I encourage you to try this for about a week, and then let me know how it works for you. If you find it is effective, then I encourage you to, for the following week, do it a little bit longer. Maybe see if you can take 10 breaths, or just lengthen the time of your meditation. You can set a timer on your phone, set it for 10 minutes or 7 minutes. There's lots of different tools or apps you can use for that as well. And if it doesn't work for you after a week, there are other things you can try as well. There's other ways to calm your mind or to just take care of your mental health. There are many practices. There's a practice called Morning Pages where you write first thing in the morning in longhand for about 3 full pages. There's different types of moving meditation you can do as well. Yoga, Tai Chi are great examples of that. Anyway, I hope this was helpful, and hope to talk to you soon. Let me know how you're doing, and please stay well, in good health. Take care.